According to studies done, the average person thinks 60,000 thoughts a day. Of those thousands of thoughts, 80% of them are negative and 95% of them are repetition of the day before. I think that our thoughts have a huge sway in our life, and there have been many scientists who have done studies on this that would agree to that. And the Bible has many, many verses about the mind, so let's start by looking at just a couple of them now. I'm going to start with Proverbs 4:23. It says, keep that heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So he's saying to watch what you think, because that is where the issues of our life come from. I'm also going to look at Luke 21:34 here. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day come upon you unawares. Most of the battles that we're going to be fighting are going to be in our mind, and the devil is very good at mind games, and he'll do anything he can to deceive and to distract us. And we can see, especially in the last couple of years, there's been a lot of with all the COVID stuff and political stuff that's going on, people have been really distracted and confused. And the devil is doing a great job at keeping people caught up with the things of this world. Ephesians 6:12 says, we're not fighting against the flesh and the blood, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. And we've seen that a lot with all the coronavirus and political turbulence and wars now. I think careers and music are some other things that can take up a lot of our thoughts, and music especially can take up a lot of our thoughts. There is so much recorded music out there now. Spotify alone has over 80 million songs, and there's something about music and words that makes it really stick in your mind. So we should be careful about the music and news that we listen to that can really help keep our mind where it should be. There's a lot of things there that are not necessarily bad, but that can get in our way and slow us down. Hebrews 12:1, I want to read that here. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So even things that aren't necessarily bad, like music or watching the news, stuff like that, they can really get in our way. They can slow us down, take up a lot of our mind. I'm sure we've all heard that we are what we eat. I'd like to suggest that we are what we think, or at least are becoming what we think. Thoughts are the forerunner of choices, usually. And good thoughts usually before good choices, and bad before bad. So I think we can say that the thoughts that we have consistently is probably the direction we're headed. It's been said that our thoughts are the architect of our destiny. I think that's very true. I'm going to read Romans 12:2 here. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In Colossians 3, there's a very similar idea, so I'm going to turn there. You can turn there too. I'm going to be reading 10 verses there. Colossians 3, verses 1 to 10. Colossians 3, 1 to 10, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So, once again, it's basically saying that we are to set our minds, our thoughts, our affections on things above and not on the earth, and put on the new man that's renewed in knowledge after the image of his creator. So I want you to take a moment and think about what you think about. And whether we like it or not, that's probably what we are prioritizing and probably the direction we are going to be headed. So how do we get the renewed mind? The Bible says to have a renewed mind, we have to die to the flesh. And instead of thinking about what the devil wants to distract us with, we got to prioritize our relationship with God. Billy Graham said it well. He said, "Most of all, let the word of God fill you and renew your mind every day. When our minds are fixed on Christ, Satan has little room to maneuver." So as we go throughout our lives in the following weeks, let's weed out the things that are distracting us and the things that are slowing us down so that we can be better, more effective soldiers for the kingdom. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for this beautiful day. Thank you that we can come together like this and worship you. God, I pray that as we go out and go through our lives this week, that we could get rid of the things that are slowing us down, that we could focus our minds on you and not on what the devil wants to distract us with and slow us down with. I pray that you'll bless the remainder of this service and just be with us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.